Julina, welcome back to the show. Congratulations. How are you?
Hey, thanks. I'm good. I can't complain, really.
Nine rounds. It's a while since you went that long. How do you feel after that?
I was good. I know we weren't expecting to do nine, but it always feels good to get those rounds done. So, I felt great. There was 12 fights on the card.
What?
It was unbelievable. So there was 12 fights on the card, and it started at about 8. So we really weren't anticipating having to wait that long. So we ended up not fighting until about 12:30, 12:45 in the morning. It was insane.
That's ridiculous. Now, I know a lot of times, and you're always fighting usually in the main event, so usually the last fight of the night, and a lot of times you'll get in the ring at 10 o'clock or sometimes even as late as 11. So for the final 2 weeks, do you train that late at night?
No, we usually just keep it the same. And fight day, I usually just relax quite a bit. And honestly, I nap most of the day and just lay around and make fun of people. By people, I mean my sisters and my family that hang around. So we usually just hang out, and so it's really relaxing. So by the time a fight comes around, you don't really feel like you've had a full day of things.
What's your eating schedule when you're fighting at 12:30? Are you eating dinner at 9 o'clock?
Well, and that was the thing. We were scheduled. We thought we were going on. Shannon Briggs, former heavyweight champion, was on the undercard as well. And so we thought we were going out right after Shannon. So when I saw Shannon getting warmed up, I started warming up. So we started warming up around 9 p.m. So I had had my gloves on, we were hitting pads, getting loose, doing our thing. And then, they were like, and again, of course, you have the language barrier too, right?
Mm-hmm. From
Spanish to English. And they're like, one more fight venue. And we're like, okay. So, we kind of relax a little bit. And then you see another guy go out. And you're like, what the heck, man? I thought I was next. So we ended up warming up for almost 3.5 hours, actually. So, I had luckily had, snacks throughout the day so that I wasn't hungry. And for me, I just go into fight mode. I don't really focus on anything other than just fighting. So I don't really notice when I'm hungry.
Okay. Julina Marjanovic, WBC champ, defends her title, nine-round TKO on March 28th. What's next for you? What's on the sked?
We're looking to potentially unify the WBC, my WBC, with the WBA featherweight title.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, so we're looking for that maybe in August. I think August, potentially in Argentina.
Now, I was going to ask, you've fought a lot in Edmonton. You're fighting Panama. Just how's the atmosphere? How different was it?
It was good. I want to say, it was amazing. Panama was amazing. They are very knowledgeable about the sport. They were very welcoming. But, that being said, there's nothing like fighting at home. When my music plays and everybody knows that's my music and everybody starts going nuts, there's nothing like that feeling walking out and seeing all of your friends, family, supporters of my whole career, having them there and being able to perform in front of them. That's one feeling. It's hard to describe when you walk out and you hear everybody going nuts. But at the same time, it was a good experience getting on the road and having, I had a ton of people cheering, going nuts in Panama who had never seen me fight before. Just for the love of boxing and the promo they did prior to my fight and getting new fans there. So it was a good experience. It was different though. It was definitely a lot different. I love fighting at home, but you got to get on the road sometimes and get a few W's over there and get some new fans.
And you mentioned Argentina in August potentially. Why Argentina?
The girl I want to fight, Edith Matisse, she is from Argentina. So I'd be going kind of into her backyard. She's the WBA champ and fighting her there. So I definitely wouldn't have any fans there other than the people that come with me. But again, a great fight, a good matchup. She's had a few losses, but against tough world champions. So it's a good fight. So why not?
Well, yeah, nothing wrong with it. And I think for you, because a lot of people don't want to come and fight in your backyard. They're kind of too scared, to be honest. So you've kind of had to branch out, no?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we've never been against going away anywhere. It's just the same thing as no one wants to come here. No one's wanted to bring me anywhere. But now, you know, I have a couple people who have seen me fight and they're really excited. I've expressed interest in unifying, and the WBA is supportive with that. And, you know, as long as I can defend my WBC belt, I'm willing to fight for any other title. So as long as I can still defend mine, because I am a WBC champion.
Now, when you go over there financially, is it the same as what you'd fight here? Is it better, worse?
It's a little better. I mean, the boxing, they support their female boxers on the whole better. I mean, not the promoters. I know that KO Boxing would pay me a lot more if they could. It's just they don't have the backing that these Latin American countries do and Europe does. They have a lot of sponsors. Boxing is boxing to them, not yeah. female boxing, not anything like that. It's just people come, they want to see great fights, and they want to see people engage and fight. I mean, I went into Roberta Duran's backyard, and I got to go get in a fight. You really don't get much better than that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Like, was there there's such a boxing history in Panama. Was there a lot of great boxers from there that were in the crowd?
Well, I mean, for me, my all-time favorite boxer is Roberta Duran.
Okay.
When I first got into boxing, and Milan gave me four or five fights to watch, and Roberta Duran was on one of them, Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns, and so these were the people who I essentially learned how to fight from. So, I mean, when I saw Roberta Duran initially, I fell in love with the way he fought, and I wanted to be Roberta Duran. And that's why I like to stand toe-to-toe fight. It's probably not the best thing for me to do because I am at such an advantage as a boxer. But it was kind of what got me excited. And to be able to fight, I mean, Roberto Duran walked me on stage for weigh-ins. Like, wow. He was kind of in my corner. So, I mean, it was really like such an incredible highlight and an experience to have him, you know, kind of as my posse, as part of my entourage. It was pretty cool.
Did you ever watch the Duran Sugar Ray Leonard 30 for 30?
I didn't see the 30 for 30.
Oh, you
but
gotta
I mean,
watch
I've
it.
Seen, well, clearly I'm going to download that right away.
Yeah, no, you have to watch that one. It's interesting because, of course, Sugar Ray, now it's a little bit from the American side because Sugar Ray goes there trying to get an answer as to why, you know, he quit, right? So
yeah.
it was pretty interesting one. But those two, man, those are some legendary fights between those two guys.
And they're such amazing people. And I've been fortunate enough at these WBC conventions to meet all of these guys and to sit down to chat with them. They're my peers. So Roberto, I had met a few times before. So when we got to Panama, he invited me and my family and everybody down to his restaurant. We, you know, he fed them. I was dieting and we got a chance to go after and sit down and kind of like just BS with him. And he's such a nice man. So it was really an awesome experience.
Are you going to the Mayweather Pacquiao fight?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss. That's like our Super Bowl of boxing.
Who do you like?
I mean, it's a toss up. I mean, Floyd Mayweather is just so good. But again, Pacquiao is a machine and he gets the job done. So I'm hoping for an exciting fight. I've met both fighters. I really like them both. But I mean, if you're gonna force me to make a choice, I think Mayweather wins by decision.
Okay.
But I'm hoping for a good, exciting fight. If anybody can do it, it's Pacquiao. Southpaw, aggressive, comes from all angles. I think it's a great fight.
Julina Marjanovic joins us. You know, I totally agree with you. I think it'll be a great fight. The one thing, like this fight should have happened 4 or 5 years ago. And you're somebody who's in boxing, Julina. And my only criticism of boxing has been that, you know what, the best of the best don't fight one another often enough.
I agree to some point. I mean, I think the tough part is yes, you have all these managers and promoters and different things getting involved. But the best of the best hardly ever fight themselves at the top, right? I mean, you look at even UFC, you don't have the best of the best fighting each other. They're all protected until someone's starting to slip, and then they capitalize on that, right? I think that Mayweather stepped up his opponents, and he keeps trying to find different things. Pacquiao's always willing to fight anybody. So I think it was just, it's the problem with boxing is that these promoters and these managers get involved a little bit too much. I mean, I think if you went to each one of these fighters and said, hey, you guys want to fight? Both of them would be like, yeah, let's go anywhere. But at the end of the day, this is a super fight. I mean, they've waited on long enough. The money is insane.
Ridiculous.
Nobody will in sports will ever make as much money as these two fighters will. And you know, for anyone who's saying boxing is dead, check into the numbers on May 3rd, and we'll see how dead boxing really is.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think North Americans think maybe boxing's dying a little bit because there's not, you know, outside of Mayweather, and he's not a heavyweight. But the fact is, boxing worldwide is still dwarfs MMA.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you still have, like, look at the Klitschko brothers. Look at Gennady Golovkin. Like, you have all these guys who are incredible boxers and are still making names. It's just, you're right, we don't have an American heavyweight, which everybody wants to get behind and rah, rah, rah behind them. But boxing is, I mean, there's millions of fights out there a year. And you know, you can just pick a fighter you want to follow, and you can follow their whole career.
Well, Jelena, congratulations again on defending your belt, and hopefully you'll have a unification fight in August. Keep us posted.
Thank you. Yeah, always a pleasure to be on, Gregor.